On this chilly evening, neighbors toting fried chicken, shrimp cocktail, and assorted pastries placed their dinner offerings on the table in the dining room. Homeowner and host Robert Manns talked with guests as they arrived. Manns is the president of the upscale Mockingbird Hill Neighborhood Association on the northwest side. As people mingled, the tension in the room built between the guests of honor, the reason everyone was here. Rolando Briones, Michael Kieber, and Ron Nuremberg want the District 8 City Council seat. The neighbors gathered to learn about the candidates. Manns wanted to know this.
Why would you run for such an office? It doesn't pay. It's thankless. So there's got to be a reason, and maybe it's altruistic, but maybe it's because it's a stepping stone someplace else.
The council would be the next stepping stone for Briones, an engineer by trade but a self-professed public servant. His website lists a litany of past offices like the San Antonio Zoning Commission and a homeowners association vice president. Nuremberg is associate general manager at Trinity's Jazz Station, KRTU, and Kieber is a retired attorney. Andrea Sandifer moderated the debate and spoke as the voice of the neighbors. She didn't shy away from asking about an issue dear to Mockingbird Hill, how the source of water to the pond at Denman State Park was capped.
Consequently, the heritage trees and the aesthetics of the park are in danger.
Nuremberg said he had some ideas to fix the problem, and Briones, the one with the self-professed resume on neighborhood issues, grinned slightly when Kieber had this response that politicians generally don't give.
I don't have any background in these issues.
No one else reacted, but another question sparked plenty of passion from the candidates. Sandifer asked how they voted on the issue of pre-K for SA, the mayor's early education measure. Here's Briones.
Do we all understand that government has a role? Yes. But it should be small and it should be efficient. I didn't see this program as being small or efficient. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even planned out.
The mood was clearly combative. The pre-K question put Kieber on the offensive, telling Nuremberg his vote for the issue was out of touch with how voters on the north side feel about it overall.
As far as agreeing philosophically with your district, your inclination is to be social liberal. You went for pre-K for SA because that's your belief. The value system of the people in District 8, most people oppose it.
With all due respect, Mike, I vote as a private citizen every day. There's an election. I will vote as a private citizen. But as a member of this council, that's a different conversation, and pre-K is here. What are you going to do about it on council?
Later, Sandifer pointed to the elephant in the room, referring to the media scrutiny over Briones' past. Among the publicity, Express News columnist Brian Chasnoff highlighted a discrepancy with how Briones was let go from the San Antonio water system. Briones claimed he was fired for refusing to eat a raw egg at a team-building meeting. Chasnoff confirmed that he was really fired over violating company policy and lack of leadership. Briones told the Neighborhood Association he doesn't mind the review of his past.
All the scrutiny is worth it just for the opportunity to continue serving you.
Kieber told me he is the underdog. But that's nothing new because he ran unsuccessfully against former Republican Congressman Francisco Canseco in 2010 during the Republican primaries and for a spot on the Minot, North Dakota City Council in the 1980s. Still, he expects he has a fair shot at this seat, even though Briones and Nuremberg are well-funded and more visible. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.